Outreach Mass, bringing Christ to mid-Michigan for 40 years.
Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The apostles say to Jesus, today increase our faith. And asking the Lord for more faith shows that they're aware of their need. And maybe they've reached their limits, and so they ask Jesus for help. There can be times in each of our lives when our faith can seem to run dry. Given the circumstances of our lives, we can even begin to question God. Is He really in control? Does He see what's going on? Is He there? In our first reading, the prophet Habakkuk asks a similar question. How long, O Lord? I cry for help, but you do not listen. I cry out to you, but you do not intervene. And then the Lord answers him. He says, wait and trust. Two things that are very difficult to do when we've reached our limits. We can be often tempted to make rash decisions when we're confronted with difficult circumstances. But the Lord says through the prophet, the rash one has no integrity, but the just one, because of his faith, shall live. Where do we get this faith? In the second reading, St. Paul writes to Timothy, stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands. And Paul is reminding Timothy of God's gift he has received. And he continues, God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control. In a moment when Timothy may have been tempted to give in to fear and cowardice, Paul encourages him to renew his faith in God. Faith is God's gift to us. It's a gift that we've received through the sacraments, through our baptism and our confirmation. So if we find our faith in God being tested, that's always good to recall, that faith is a gift from God. It's not just something that we made up. It's not something that we manufactured ourselves. And faith is more than just our intellectual assent to certain truths. While professing our belief in God is important, which we'll do in a moment by reciting the creed, the profession of those articles of faith express not only our understanding of God, but also our relationship with Him. Faith is our trust in the God who loves us. So returning to the gospel passage, when the disciples say, increase our faith, they're admitting to Jesus that of their lack of trust in Him. And what is Jesus' response? Well, He tells them, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, You would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. One way we could interpret that is Jesus is letting them know just how little their faith is. If only they had mustard seed-sized faith, then they would see miracles. But since their faith is closer to the atomic scale, they need to muster up, muster up this faith just by trying harder. And I think while Jesus is letting them know just how little their faith is, I think the point that he's making with the mustard seed is that even with a tiny bit of faith, they give that to him, and he can work wonders. Similar to the 5 loaves and 2 fish that they gave him before the hungry crowd. The disciples just need to give Jesus the little that they do have, and then he can multiply it. That's why in the second part of the gospel passage, Jesus says, when you have done all you have been commanded to do, say that we are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do. In other words, recognize that the good you do doesn't come from yourselves, but comes from me. And when we offer to God the little that we have, he is able to do amazing things. This is something that the saints understand. In these first few days of October, we've celebrated some saints who have recognized that what little that they did have, but they didn't become discouraged. Rather, they offered to God their littleness, and he made them great saints. On October 1st, we celebrated the Feast of St. Therese, also known as the Little Flower. She was well acquainted with her own weakness. She was often found crying over the smallest things as a girl. But she offered to God the little that she had, recognizing that it was his power in her that made her strong. One image that she used to describe her littleness was as a child at the bottom of a staircase who is too small to climb up. But if the child tries, then his father at the top of the stairs will see its effort to climb. And the father knowing that it's too weak to make it up, will himself descend the staircase to lift up the child and carry it to the top. The father sees that the child is trying to climb and then lifts up the child to a place where they couldn't come on their own strength. Another saint that we celebrate is Saint Francis, whose feast day is October 4th. He was another saint who recognized his littleness. In fact, he chose to live a life of radical poverty in order to depend on God for all things. He recognized that everything is a gift from the Lord. And Saint Therese would often say, everything is grace, including faith, right? Faith is God's gift to us. And especially in the moments when our faith is tested, the Lord wants us to offer the little faith that we do have, assuring us that he can make use of what we give to him. So through the examples that we have in the scriptures, like the prophet Habakkuk and Saints Paul and Saint Timothy, and through the example of the intercession of saints like Therese and Francis, may we trust the Lord with the little that we have, and then allow him to do only what he can do in our lives and in our families.